are now tuned into Reporting Live Again on radiodr.co.zn.
Reporting Live Again, it's your boy, Jay, holding it down, city. I'm with my player, my brother, my partner, my loved one, the legendary himself in the flesh, Gagini, at the Babs SMP Mansion, reporting live. Shout out to Deeply Rooted. It's your boy, Uche, holding it down for my brother, my loved one, with his Azazeting theme song.
His Azazeting soundtrack.
We're already lit. It's too Gagini, December vibes. I'm sending my name. It's Team Tokyo.
Easy, man.
One of the
easy,
hardest man. Working motherfuckers in the game is your boy, Pete Dog.
I try.
This nigga represents Durban so dope and so well. Hey, bruh, you're actually one of the frontier niggas with regards to the new wave of what's going on right now, dog. Like, you and Nasty and Nigga, dog, really just like blowing shit the fuck up, dog. When, you know, when Palm Tree Paradise came about, dog, the way all niggas hustled opened up new ways for everybody else to hustle, dog. And we appreciate that, nigga. We appreciate that. Shout out to ESMB and the whole team, dog.
Explain
the relationship you have with ESMB. Explain what's going on with Babs and how that comes about with Pete, dog. What's going on with that, dog? Explain the relationship to the people. Let them know it's real. God evening.
Me, Tim, born and bred, but I moved up to Johannesburg for high school. When I got back after high school, because you can't stay away from this place, bro. Like,
nigga, let it be known.
I got back, I'd grown up, I didn't even have any old friends. So, like, the people who I was around when I got here was Uvugiri. We went to college together.
Shall I see Paul V?
You fucking know what it is.
You know what it is.
So, he introduced me to, like, Tuolo. We ended up just getting close now. You know what I mean? Introduced me to Tuolo. Wow, faith, the energy of father, and they had started this band called the SMB. Kanda, Shame.
And when was that?
This is like 2011. Yeah, 2011. So I was just in love with like the energy that the whole movement had, like what Kanda and Shingo and everyone was doing. I was like, it was crazy. So what I did, I think it's just the way that I am. Like if I see something in Utanda, I like to be involved in it, you know. I like to avail myself about what to win the game. I'm been involved a lot, but I'm not even able to take things, man, I'm going to do that thing. It's fine. I didn't expect no money, and I just want to be within the energy. So through that, we in 2012, the SNB was the first time we got registered as a company. At that time, my room at Rez was like the headquarters. I'm in my room, you know what I mean? I'm all Dexelander in my room and shit. Like it was my room was the headquarters of Rez. And then I remember the one day, Shubangi called me, but I don't have it was actually Mushin Wash, it was 8-Dub. We can't finish writing this thing without this nigga's name in it. Ish! I feel it too. Like for me, that was a very good feeling. I'm part of the brand. And they always made me feel it. So, that's how I became a member of the SMB. When I was within SMB, I don't like overwhelming like spaces, you know, like I try to understand like what's happening before I impose myself. So the whole time I was around them helping them pushing Ilian Dubs, but they didn't know that I was making music. Because even on like at the time I had quit making music. I was like, Nindyang shiny up, it's gonna drive me nuts because I love it that much. Don't really be here for my own sanity, they knew Nagales and Lizzie were covering in me because it wasn't doing anything for me at the time and I was still young and I was like that young and hungry for shit's happen now, you know? I quit music. One day in the parking lot, man, you know what's in you, dog. Hey, go on the TV about them over time, why go? It's some shit that I used to do, you know? Not really about that shit anymore, because like, they didn't treat me well. I go all over the world, tell her it's okay. Let me show this history. When we are moya, Tina, this is a show. We want to wear the internet. Yeah. Hey.
Teamwork, nigga. Teamwork, nigga.
It's the only way. It's the only thing that works. Nothing works in isolation. Like, I think that's a very simple concept. Nothing works in clubbing. It works in isolation. Everything needs something else. So allow yourself to be part of that energy of Sisonke working together, making something bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two heads make something bigger than one head type of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the man father jalo fed to I released a single she won't try to add to it he fed to
which was this was his name told us all that the first man he fed
it was a Ficharama.
Oh, showcase
really Ficharama.
Yeah,
that was the first song that I released as an artist. Yeah. You know what I mean? Got a very good response. It was still like Gatorfile host. It's time to play Gatorfile host. It's sharp. It's 1,000 Mamba. And that was like in the first day. I was like, what? So people are trying to listen to this name. They're all learning. I'm Kukuza and I'm learning this. It's in Kube. After that, sometimes I'm asked to like, I spend a lot of my time helping other people, my senior coach, which now I'm doing this. Sometimes I give so much of myself to any.
Where were we?
Hey. So I'm always going through my shit. I've got things in my head that I had to sort out, but at that time I had not. So I was like really depressed, like inside, you know what I mean? So part of that, like being less time, like enough to push my own thing even, you know what I mean? Like I didn't have that confidence, so my shit just like stayed back. And after releasing the Ficharama, then I told people it was your I'm gonna release mixtape.
Yeah.
Everywhere I went, eat mixtape. In my head, and I'm according to that loop, bro. But like, Lukamba was cutting. It's cutting knee, you know. I had to like focus. I had to face my demons, and I faced them head first. And it wasn't an overnight thing. I'm about to come and face my demons. We got to an outside and you bear for like 2 weeks and then the demons will be faced or something. No, for me, it was a process of like maybe almost 2 years. You know?
Yeah.
It started with me, Ubeginyama. I don't know what it was, man. I was Ubeginyama. I'm from Tokus Mukondo. Let's just go back to
this. Understand.
Yo, it opened my mind up, opened my spirit up to so many things. For 6 months in the evening, yeah, opened me up to a lot of things. But I still felt like it's not happening for me. Another thing, it isn't different to see. Like, it's So I saw myself, which I was stuck in that loop, man. Like I was living a party life and I was suffering. My future was suffering. Everything was suffering if I carry on like that. I think I can tell you better, yeah.
That takes a lot of self-discipline, dog.
Yeah.
To choose yourself over the vibe.
It's sacrifice.
Yeah.
That's also another very powerful energy as a Muslim. Sacrifice.
Thanks.
It's petrol for amazing things to happen.
Yeah.
If Uyutiba, just sacrifice, like, sacrifice something, the universe will hear it, you feel it. You understand? It will hear you crying inside saying, yo, I want this thing, I want whatever, but so bad that I'm willing to put things that I'm fond of aside for the sake of this thing. Long term intent to move a bigger page. Yeah, I've got to plan. Now you go, 18 months. I was supposed to come back when the corona started.
This year, 2020.
The week, it was a Thursday, I remember.
End of March,
The lockdown started.
It was the 21st, I think.
That weekend, I planned it. I came down here to Kabinia and it's done my year, so I'm coming back. Type of thing.
Aside from that,
it's like, yo, shit. Yo, I'm not tired, I'm too tired. I'm too smart, I'm too. I like to have it in the way of mine. It's in Kubernetes, I feel. it. So that's how 12 months became 18 months because of the 6 months of lockdown. Yeah. It's like a good amount.
Yeah, but there's an amazing energy in South Africa right now, dog. So many small businesses are doing their thing.
Yeah.
So many, dog. And I mean, it's fucked up, you know. There's like a global pandemic, people are dying, but
yeah.
In South Africa, dog, it's like, okay, fine, attribute it. This is what we have, let's fucking run with it and see what we can do, dog. So many of my niggas opened up like restaurants and a matzak shop and everything, and they're getting money, paying rent and take care of the kids, dog.
I want to change their lives and they look down. Yeah, when I'm a friend, my mother, home, moon, and my stars, go look them up, love, only pay card.
Fair.
I was up by it before, I was it, but I'm going to learn to in my home. Fair. I'm no more, I'm a cake.
Dog.
I found that 7 years, a college, I was in 7 years. But it's my little spirit of doing something. And
it's on the fucking air, nigga, it's the same.
I'm only on it a couple of months. Wednesday, right, dog. And that's what I like about England. Lockdown as well. I was asking myself, Jeff, I think it was a few weeks ago, the way that lockdown has gone and the way things have come to now and the way they're going. If you could rewind time, people to Pete Dog, yo, Pete Dog, do you want to have lockdown or do you want to carry on? Doesn't the little boy plan a little no matter? I mean, I was in Cuba going to lockdown food. So I wouldn't change that because
you made it work.
It, dog, like, Leandro Fetu, the introspection, I think the ballet is Leandro Fetu. Like, yo, so young nigga Leandro, personally, it's yo, you are more than you can imagine. Don't hold yourself back, try things. And the more you try something and you do it and it works, then you have the confidence to do the next thing, you do it and it works. Then you have the, like, I'm an artist. Up until lockdown, y'all was doing excellent vocals. I mean, we record the long batanis. I mean, Stefan, okay, sing it. Y'all know was when I beat.
You must refine your shit.
Yeah, boy, y'all there, yo. Now, I can do all that shit.
Yes.
Yeah, but comfortably, even my creativity has grown now because I'm in control more of
you had room to grow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes. It's your boy MJ holding it down city to city, titty to titty with the legendary Pete Dog Amazing. My nigga, let him know about that latest single you got going on right now that we're shooting the video for at the last SMB pop-up site. Thank you, said that our timings were not that motherfucker.
Yeah.
What's the name of the single? Who produced it?
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
It's produced by the award-winning Neon Jow.
Fizz, shout out to your boy Neon Dow, pulling it down.
Produced by the award-winning Neon Dow, the video shot by the award-winning Tiny Films.
Fizz.
Basically, it's a track called Amatende. It was on Futurama Part 1. I've already learned it. It's a song that we made. Just, remember Love Studio Days? Love Studio Days, just playing the studio. That's more of a track on my China. Cabangs, booty check on my China bits, my China bits was the number, but you can't hear a word they say. Then I was like, I'm going to show you, I'm going to fluent dip blind. I'm going to move on, but I turned the progress. You know what? I was shining up in this zoom from start to finish. And made more work. I hear the vibe. The same way with him, those Chinese trap niggas. And that's how the song came to life, bro. I'm at the end there, so I tell them, you know, as far as we listen to their number, and from start to finish it, she shy gave her answers, so shy England, I am now, no two, but no two, he's the any language. You shall not even, I am soon to know my in. This song is hot. And we did it, bro. We did it. The song came alive. I'm a dead day. It took the longest time to come out, you know. But I'm still going through my shit. And I'm putting up two pairs,
bro.
Yo, too bad. Hey, what's it, dog? Hey. How? Get born. I'm in the office.
Oh, that's morning, man. Shout out to your boy T-Peg, dog, in boss call. My nigga, continue.
It's a shy number. Abantu, out of all my tapes, was the first song that I got a big response from. And I like, you know, it is Zulu. I'm really all about pushing the African and the blind. So that was the first song that people really, really vibe with. And then I was like, you know what? I need to shoot this. I need to get it everywhere. We shot the video.
Shout out to your boy timing. So
So that's my, like my first solo video.
Oh, showcase, showcase.
And
Guzotaka. Shout out to Palm Tree Paradise, dog. Who's putting work? It's,
yeah, it's been good. Yeah.
Let the people know where they can find you, dog. I'm on Instagram or fucking Facebook, Twitter, and all that.
If you want to find the boy, Palm Tree Paradise, Palm Tree_PDA. PDA is PW. That's where you're going to find me, Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
When I open the YouTube, it's gonna be there. So, everything that I do, IGTV, I'm on there.
It's full of like, it's full of view, it's full of share.
Yeah, IGTV, I'm there. I shot myself. Hey, the one phone isn't done, but yeah, IGTV in corner. Yeah, man. On Facebook, Pumlani Khawaza. That's my government name, Pumlani Khawaza. You can find me there as well. Yeah, man. So make sure you get that shit. Make sure you watch that shit.
Yeah.
Make sure to samba the bahamba. That's nothing I like about that song. It's samba the bahamba. You understand?
It's so your boy Peter holding it down. You let him down,
Peter. If you don't like that song, you actually need to see a reflection of Uma. Listen to that. Go the bahamba. What's the time that you're passionate?
So, I can't wait to fucking see that little dog with the issues. Shout out to your boy Tiny. Shout out to your boy Pete Dog, chilling at the SMB mansion, holding it down city to city, titty to titty. Yeah. It's your boy Jay reporting live and again. Shout out to Deeply Rooted Marcha.
You are now tuned into reporting live again on radio dr.co.za.